Nesim, I just want to bring you in before I go back to Majdi. Kind of general reaction to what you've heard from Majdi.
Well, what Majdi described is really a microcosm, an anecdote, what really happens in a, on a bigger scale. On a bigger scale, if you look at the prison regime in Palestine, which Israel inhumanly treats the Palestinians, it's really a mechanism for control, domination, and suppression. And from since 1967, Israel has actually imprisoned 40% of Palestinian men. So everyone knows someone else who've
It's
been,
an amazing figure, isn't it?
who's seen, who's seen the back of an Israeli prison. And the abuse starts from who is first brought into prison, how they are treated in prison, and what kind of treatment they receive afterwards, and also how the whole prison, the prison issue is used politically, how Israel manages to actually buy concession, political concession. This is exactly what happened in April in 2014, where the prisoners were released in response to starting the peace process. So
Bargaining
the
chips, yeah.
bargaining chip. So prisoners should not be used as a bargaining chip, but prisoners in Palestine are used for all sorts of purposes. And of course, as I mentioned, the abuse, how they're abused, and how they're treated in prison, and how they are dealt with afterwards. And one of the examples we heard about is administrative detention, for which Khadr Adnan went into again another hunger strike. He's ended his hunger strike, but 200 Palestinians just in 2012 ended the hunger strike because Israel was abusing this basic right for people to know why they are being imprisoned, what is the crime they have committed. But this was not something which they were told.
Majdi, an amazing amount of children are in these jails. Why do the Israelis target children and youths specifically?
There is no difference about the Israelis between young child or minor. It was with me I can't forget this little boy. He was 15 years old, and they brought him with the adult people. And the under 18, they don't think that, or they are not considering him as a child or minor. So anyone do anything against the Israelis' policy, he
They
could
don't
be arrested.
differentiate.
Yes, and they don't send him to special prison. They mix all of them. So there is no specific treatment for them or specific places. They mix.
And even children are tortured, just like adults are.
Yes, there is no.
And the types of torture that they go under?
It is terrible, actually. What I counted about 15 kinds of torture, starting from banning you of sleeping. For myself, 5 nights, 6 days, I'm not allowed to sleep. Sitting on a chair. There are two kinds of chairs, normal one and one is short. They cut the legs with different measurements. So you are, when sitting, it is not comfortable at all,
It's like a stress position.
with hands cuffed behind. And they put a very smelly bag, thick bag, so you don't know are you in, it is during day or night. How we know the times, just if the adhan said, As-salatu khairun min an-nawm, we think that it is Fajr. Any other thing you can't do. And without sleeping, you lose the concentration. I can't pray and remember how many rak'ahs I did. Because without sleeping 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, then there is no control on the memory. The most difficult thing is the squeezing the testicles. It is unbelievable pain. And they have, they trained, well trained, when stop, when start, with the seconds. But they use the shaking, which killed, I don't remember how many Palestinians have been killed because
By
of this
shaking.
torture, shaking, shaking, shaking for long time. It makes the brain, I don't know, I'm not a
Yeah.
doctor.
So all this is designed to kind of break the will of the Palestinians. And
Yes.
we're going to conclude this discussion in the next
There is the Shabak, there
section.
is the Frigidaire, lot of kinds.
We'll conclude in the next section to see whether actually the Palestinian will is being broken. But for the moment, we're going to move on again. We've been collating the recent Palestinian news stories that you may have missed or which don't make the mainstream English language media. So here's our quick roundup.
Over the past few weeks, the coldest storm to hit the Middle East in decades has been pummeling the Gaza Strip. With much of Gaza's infrastructure significantly damaged or destroyed during Israel's offensive last summer, the heavy rains and cold winds pose major threats to the 1.8 million people living there, the majority of whom are refugees. Local authorities have declared a state of emergency as hundreds of residents have already been forced to leave their homes due to flooding. The increasing trend of Muslim visits to Jerusalem al-Quds is proving controversial amongst Palestinians. Some Palestinians stress that those coming to the city should only come to liberate it from Israeli occupation. They say that Israeli permission needs to be sought for the visits, and this legitimizes the occupation. Others have urged Muslims from all around the world to visit Al-Aqsa to confirm that this mosque is part of their faith. Islamic resistance group Hamas has issued a condemnation of the deadly attacks by gunmen in France, saying there's no justification for killing innocents. Hamas also challenged Israel's, quote, helpless attempts to draw comparisons between its so-called anti-terror activities and the violence in France. And finally, unfortunately, Palestine suffered defeat in their first ever Asian Cup match, suffering a 4-0 reverse to a strong Japan side in Australia. But despite the scoreline, a small contingent of Palestinian fans in the crowd waved flags and beat drums throughout the match. The players say that the team's participation is as much about politics as it is about sport, sending a message to the world that Palestinians are human beings and it's their right to play football.
Nassim, we've heard about the arrests, the kangaroo courts, the inhumane detention, the arrest of very prominent people like Marwan Barghouti, for example, not just ordinary Palestinians. Is this breaking the will of the Palestinian people to resist?
I don't think it's breaking the will. If anything, it's energized them, galvanized them. If we look at the figures, you quoted 6,500 Palestinians are in prison now. That's 83% increase from what it was in 2011, which shows that Israel is feeling the pressure. Palestinians are actually galvanizing and demonstrating in a way which they weren't for the last 3-4 years. We might not see it on our TV, but that's what's happening. I mean, take the case of Lina Khattab. She was a Beirut University, an 18-year-old Palestinian girl who was in prison for throwing stones or being in the wrong party. So these are all mainly political prisoners, and Israel is trying to shut down. This is actually an apt time to actually discuss this issue. Israel is trying to shut down debates, shut down freedom of expression of the Palestinians. Why? Because they think that freedom of expression of the Palestinians to demonstrate, to highlight Israeli oppression is a threat to their existence, to their occupation. So this is a double standard which we need to actually highlight as well.
I mean, it does seem that Israel is clearly breaking international law, according to all the human rights groups, even the UN, I think. But there isn't much focus on the issue of Palestinian prisoners at all, is there, in the international media? There doesn't seem to be any pressure on Israel at all on this issue.
There isn't on the media, but there are organizations and institutions which document, from Red Cross to United Nations organizations, which look at torture and child abuse and things like this. So you have various organizations and institutions which do that, and you can get those documents, but it's not in our media. It's not shown to be a factor of the occupation, that there's thousands of Palestinian political prisoners who are being imprisoned for their freedom to express
and they are political
rights.
Prisoners.
They are political prisoners.
They're not criminals or terrorists.
They're criminals. And their freedom of expression is being suppressed. Their human rights is being suppressed. And given the fact that there's been a massive outrage, rightly, for what's happening in Paris, there should be at least some kind of highlighting of the fact that the Palestinian freedom of expression, that their political rights is being suppressed, and this is not something that's touched on by our media to half that extent.
Majdi, I want to come to you. I mean, from your own personal experience, was your will to resist broken by 2.5 years in jail? How did you feel, and how did the prisoners with you feel?
Never. It is not me. I was only just political, but the young people at that time who were 18 years old when they have been arrested, and when they released the 21, 22, 25, they became leaders, and they became more activist than before, more active than before.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they have been killed, as they called them, shaheed, but they insist. And the increase, I think that imprisonment is putting fuel on the fire. Because when you find yourself behind bars or behind the barbed wires, without any hope or without crime, you will feel that it is charging the hatred and the anger in your heart. And a lot of them, when they released, they came back to be more active than before.
So it's a kind of a doomed policy by the Israelis.
It's like a challenge. Yeah. And no one can break the will of the somebody who believes in his cause. And we believe that this is justice cause. Palestine is our land. And one day we have to go back to our village.
If your value is challenged, if your existence is challenged, you reassert that even more powerfully, which is exactly what's happening in France and around the world. You're reasserting your freedom of expression in a way which wasn't the case before. So Palestinians, when they are threatened, they will reassert their existence and their rights in a way which they haven't maybe previously. So challenging is not the way to prevent. It's actually to bring Palestinians and have a dialogue.
I'm sorry, we could talk a lot more, but we are out of time. Thank you very much, both of you, for your testimony today. And don't forget to get busy, please, on social media, telling us what you think of the issues raised in this program. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time for more discussion and analysis on Palestine. Bye-bye.